news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
How many days out from college football are we?
Less than a month until Alabama and Auburn take the field.
Hey, good morning. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings 706. Glad to have you along. The latest in news, weather, traffic, and talk coming your way this morning. Of course, you can always chime in on the text line at 343-0106. Plus, we take your calls coming up after 8 o'clock. Same phone number. Works for text, works for phone calls, 343-0106. Right now, Kane's got to ride in. Here's traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center inside the George Wallace Tunnel, westbound lanes along I-10. Left lane is blocked off. They've got a several vehicle accident. So again, inside the George Wallace Tunnel, westbound I-10, and left lane's blocked off. Be careful. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Balmy County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
At 708 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings Friday style. And by the way, too, tonight the Nappies over with folks with Lanyap and winning Best Morning Show now 4 years in a row. Thank y'all. Thank you very, very much. It's y'all's votes that get us nominated and then winning in this category. And it is a big deal for us. It means a lot to us. And y'all have made it happen all these years in a row. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for all your votes for 4 years in a row. That's crazy. And I think it's six. I need to go back and run the numbers, but I believe it's six of the last seven or six of the last eight that we've won that Nappy. So very cool, and thank you for all the votes.
Absolutely. We really do appreciate it. All right, Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale on the way. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There's a new president of the Mobile County Commission this morning. Commissioner Jerry Carl was elected to the District 3 office back in 2012. His role now includes chairing meetings of the commission, serve on various boards, as well as serve as chief elected official during a declared emergency or disaster in the county. The presidency is rotated every 16 months, dividing the four-year term between three elected commissioners. District 1 Commissioner Merceria Ludgood, well, she moved into the position of commission vice president. Carl replaces District 2 Commissioner Connie Hudson in the role of president. President Carl says, quote, "I am honored to serve in the role of commission president, and I will continue my efforts to assure that taxpayer money is spent in a wise and conservative manner." An armed robbery case here in Mobile leads to the arrest of David Edwards. That robbery occurred back on July 11th at the ANZ package store on Dauphin Street. That night, close to 10 p.m., police say they received word that two unknown men entered the store with guns. Edwards and another man demanded money, stole unknown items from the store, and then took off on foot. An investigation was quickly launched, and Edwards was ID'd as one of the suspects. Edwards was arrested and charged with first-degree robbery in connection with the suspects involved. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And yesterday in national news, one of the many, many items coming out of Washington that had people talking was a change back to the federal death penalty. Has not been exercised since, I think, 2013. Now, William Barr saying we're back on with executions at a federal level. Here's more on this from Meredith Wood from Westwood One.
Attorney General William Barr has directed the federal government to resume capital punishment after nearly two decades, ordering the Bureau of Prisons to resume executions, beginning with five death row inmates that the Justice Department says are, quote, convicted of murdering and in some cases torturing and raping the most vulnerable in our society, children and the elderly. Democrats slammed the execution orders. California Senator Kamala Harris said in a statement, quote, there must be swift and serious consequences for those who murder another human being, but the death penalty will not make our country safer. Former Vice President Joe Biden tweeted, quote, since 1973, over 160 individuals in this country have been sentenced to death and were later exonerated, with the White House signaling Trump's full support for the change. I'm Meredith Wood reporting.
More on that discussion coming up after 8 o'clock at 343-0106. Like I said, Dr. Bill's got weekend weather scale on the way. In just a little bit, we'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police believe a missing Fairhope teenager could be in danger this morning. His parents are desperate to get him back. 16-year-old John Carter Keene may have been lured out of state by a predator, according to police. His mother discovered he was missing Sunday morning.
We want you home. That's all we care about. We're going to take care of you.
A second suspect in a road rage incident in Northwest Florida has been arrested. Investigators say 51-year-old David Lanier of Mary Esther and three other men walked up to a vehicle last month in a Taco Bell parking lot on Highway 98 in Miramar Beach. Lanier allegedly punched a passenger in the car and continued to beat the victim when he got out of the vehicle. A Mobile man is in jail accused of hitting a woman and stealing her purse. The victim says Santel Crumpton got out of a car and punched her on Mohawk Street. Happened around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. Crumpton is charged with robbery, reckless endangerment, and eluding police. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
FM Talk 106.5 is proud to present Chad Prather and the Star-Spangled Banter Comedy Tour Friday, October 4th at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets available now at fmtalk1065.com, ticketmaster.com, or the Mobile Civic Center box office.
A couple former Alabama players sign NFL contracts. John Rahm leads on the PGA Tour after round one in Memphis, and the Boston Red Sox pick up an historical win against their biggest rival. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In NFL news, the New York Jets and former Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams reportedly agreed to terms on Williams' rookie contract. The deal is for 4 years and a fully guaranteed $32.5 million. The Jets selected Williams with the number 3 pick in this year's NFL draft, and he is the final player from that draft to sign his first deal. Also yesterday, former Alabama offensive tackle Andre Smith signed a 1-year deal to return to the team that drafted him in 2009, the Cincinnati Bengals. Smith was drafted by the Bengals 6th overall in the 09 draft, played with the team until 2015. Then he went, played for the Minnesota Vikings in 2016 before returning to Cincinnati in 2017. After that, he spent part of last year with the Arizona Cardinals before, again, returning to the Cincinnati Bengals later last season. So for the fourth time, Andre Smith will be decked out in black and orange as he begins this NFL season. In golf, John Rahm currently leads the WGC FedEx St. Jude tournament in Memphis after round one on Thursday. Rahm shot a first-round 62 for a score of 8 under par going into today's second round. Five players, including Pensacola's Bubba Watson, are at 5 under, 3 shots behind the leader. Another 6 golfers are 4 shots back at 4 under. Round 2 begins later this morning after 11 a.m. And some news from the major leagues. 5-time All-Star infielder Troy Tulowitzki announced his retirement from baseball yesterday. The 34-year-old signed with the New York Yankees this past offseason after he was released by the Toronto Blue Jays. Tulowitzki played 10 years in the big leagues with the Colorado Rockies and Toronto before injuries derailed his career. He missed all of 2018 after having surgery to remove bone spurs from both of his heels. Tulowitzki was a 2-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Silver Slugger, and finished in the top 10 of National League MVP voting in each season between 2009 and 2011. Tulowitzki will reportedly be an assistant coach with the University of Texas baseball team now that he has announced his retirement. In the majors yesterday, the Boston Red Sox absolutely crushed the New York Yankees 19-3. The win is Boston's biggest victory over the Yankees in the 117-year history of the rivalry. The Red Sox scored 7 runs in the first inning and led 15-3 after 5. 8 players had at least 2 RBI for Boston, which ties a major league record. Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka allowed 12 runs on 12 hits and 3 walks in only 3 1/3 innings. It was the second most earned runs ever allowed by a Yankees pitcher. Despite the huge win, the Sox still 10 games behind New York in the AL East race. They're a half game behind the Rays and 1 game behind Oakland in the race for the second AL wild card. In some other games, Colorado beat Washington 8-7. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 6-3, with Cardinals slugger Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run for the 4th straight game.
Goldschmidt hits it a ton. Center field at the wall. Gone! Paul Goldschmidt is homered in 4 straight. And that baby to the deepest part of the park.
Cardinals completed a 4-game sweep of the Pirates with that win. The New York Mets shut out San Diego 4-0. Nelson Cruz hit 3 home runs. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 10-3. Seattle beat Detroit 10-2, with the Mariners' Tim Beckham hitting his 2nd grand slam of the season.
0-2 to Tim. Breaking ball hit a long way. We got a grand slam for Tim Beckham.
Texas crushed Oakland 11-3, Baltimore beat the LA Angels 10-8 in 16 innings, and Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-4 in 14 innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games of a doubleheader at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 and 3-2. Bay Bears have now lost 8 games in a row. They'll try to avoid being swept for the 2nd series in a row when they take on the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola tonight at 6:35. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA. It's located right here in our own backyard. Tonight, the ASBA playoffs begin with a doubleheader of first-round games. Head on down to Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma tonight, with the first game starting at 5 p.m. Playoff game scheduled for the entire weekend, culminating in the championship game Monday night at 7. Find out more info on scheduling and tickets at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the flashback sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. Plus, we're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A Sleepy's Queen mattress for just $169. Talk about a totally bodacious deal. But hurry in, these awesome blasts from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Watch out for people riding bikes. It's not just courteous. Now, it's the law. The new 3 feet for Safety Act requires that drivers give at least 3 feet of space when passing bicyclists. More and more people are commuting and touring Alabama on bicycles. As the number of cyclists on our roads increases, so does the need for safe driving. So slow down and give cyclists 3 feet of room. Follow the rules of the road and watch out for each other. Learn more at drivesafealabama.org. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, now almost a two-mile delay heading into the George Wallace Tunnel, westbound I-10. Inside the tunnel, left lane's blocked off with a multiple vehicle accident. It's going to be there for a while as wreckers aren't even on the scene yet. But beyond that, it's been a good start with no other wrecks in the roadways. Tonight and tomorrow at Deep South Speedway, I-10, Loxley exit, and 4 miles north on the left, it's the summer shootout with the 602 dirt late models and all the other divisions racing. Big weekend this weekend, Friday and Saturday, full race programs at Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 720 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Sure glad you're here. Dr. Bill's got our forecast and our weekend weather scale coming up in just about 14 minutes. Right now, Kelly's got headlines and coming up, more information about what might or might not happen with the Mobile Civic Center project. We'll give that to you in just a second.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 71-year-old man riding his motorcycle dies after losing control of his bike. Aaliyah has identified the victim as James Adolph Chesson. He was from Saraland and was traveling south on Alabama Highway 217 near Gulf Crest Road when he ran off the road and lost control of his vehicle Wednesday night. Chesson was wearing his helmet when he was thrown from his motorcycle. He unfortunately succumbed to his injuries. This accident is right now under investigation. An Atmore woman has been identified as the fatality victim involved in a July 18th crash. Victoria Sky DeSilvery was 28 years old. She was killed when her vehicle went airborne and hit a tree. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that she was airlifted to University Hospital, where she died as a result of her injuries on Tuesday. A crash occurred on Boonville Road, which is 18 miles north of Atmore. 33-year-old Chad Houston Alverson of Atmore and an unknown female passenger were uninjured in the crash. Aaliyah troopers continue to investigate at this time. And news out of Theodore this morning, as police need your help finding the woman who swiped a package from a front porch and was caught on video. The home is located on Bellingrath Road. Police are looking for a black Mazda CX-5. Call police if you can assist in this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. This thing is back. The petition to change Halloween. You can't see the eye roll on the radio, but trust me, there is one. This comes up like every year. And like, yeah. So why do we just, to heck with the significance of why, you know, All Hallows Eve is where it is, just make it whatever. Observe. Make it like the President's Day.
Thanksgiving.
Like yeah. I know Thanksgiving falls on the Thursday. You know,
it's pretty standard, I guess. You're right.
Yeah, I always ask. So, what day of the week is Thanksgiving on this year?
So they want Halloween on the weekend, right?
Yeah, they want it to be the last Saturday in October. Mm. I know that makes it easier on people, but sometimes everything can't just be easy. Sometimes you have to celebrate. You have to walk around in your costume on a Tuesday night. That's the way things go. All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5. And story out yesterday, actually broke, I'd say right here, with Rob Holbert from Lanyap talking with us yesterday morning. One of the two companies the Mobile City Council heard pitch its redevelopment plans for the Civic Center has withdrawn its name as a prospective candidate. The story from Dana Winter over on WKRG.com. Sterling Properties sent a letter to the CBRE, the advisory services used by the city, saying while the company is pulling out of the race. In the beginning of the letter, Vice President of Sterling Properties, William Barrios, says the decision to withdraw from a project that we are wholeheartedly believe in will have a lasting impact on the Mobile community for years to come was difficult, end quote. Sterling feels like the project's changed dramatically beyond what the company considered when initially deciding to get involved. Letter also addresses the competing company's proposal, saying we believe that our competitor responded in a radically different way than we did to the request for proposal, making comparisons of proposals challenging, to say the least. Well, with the announcement of Sterling's departure from this yesterday, had a lot of people talking about what's next, because the Cordish company now is left. They were going to make a decision at the city between one of the two companies to go with by September, but now there's just one suitor left. We were talking about this yesterday on Midday Mobile when Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson called in and gave a little more clarification.
The process we've been going through was to down select a developer. Unfortunately, Sterling made the decision to, withdraw. And so now we have a single developer. This process was to really choose one developer. And once that developer has been chosen, that is the beginning point of ultimately what will be built. And for instance, let's say Cordish made a proposal, but they have not met with the Mighty Grow organizations. They haven't. They sharpened their pencil. They haven't done all the due diligence because they were not going to do that unless they were the winner of the competition. Same thing would have been true with Sterling. So for the next few months, they will meet with various people. They will run economic models, and they will determine what they think they can afford to build and what the city of Mobile needs going forward. So there is nothing cast in concrete at this point, other than we have a single developer to start the process with.
All right, so there you go. The actual full interview, which goes on in a lot more detail, because you know I like to ask questions, that is posted up on our podcast page, fmtalk1065.com. Go to the podcast link. Just select Midday Mobile on Thursday, hour number two. Not only do we hear from Mayor Sandy Stimson, Mobile City Councilman John Williams calls in as well. You can check that out in discussion of something that I think we're going to be talking about a bunch over the next few weeks.
Yeah, also an easy way to get to the podcast. It's posted up on our station Facebook and Twitter pages, FM Talk 106.5.
And remember, on Twitter, you can also follow, we'd like you to follow. We encourage you, we would like to incentivize you to follow at FM Talk 106.5 Pods.
Pods, that's right.
Pods.
FM Talk 106.5 Pods. Every single
that's
podcast.
Short, the kid, that's the kids' lingo for the podcast.
That's right. We're making our own lingo around here. And if you follow that, then you'll get every single podcast as it's published will be put on that Twitter feed. So you can just click right through from there.
There you go. So check them out there, and you can go back and listen to, all kind of, our podcast library, not just on Midday Mobile or Mobile Mornings. I mean, you can go listen to Bill Finch's Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. You can go listen to the Sip and Chew Boys.
Mm-hmm.
You want to listen to Sports Night. You want to listen to Sports Report. Pick one. Pick
anything.
One of the local shows you want to listen to. They're waiting for you.
And you can go back years. You could... Today, if you wanted to,
if
listen
you want to binge
a,
listen, or are you saying binge
you,
listen?
You could listen to a 2015 Midday Mobile if you wanted to.
Now, that's what I like to do. I like to take the time machine and go back to 2015 and then pretend. No, I don't. But yeah, but within the last couple of weeks, that'd be cool. All right, on the way to it's back. They do this every year as well. They try to mess with Halloween, and then they rank the burger toppings from best to worst.
Mm.
Yeah, the list is out again. The best burger toppings to the worst burger toppings. No, anchovies are not on the list.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Escambia County School District will have an armed security guard on every school campus this year. Most of the safety officers are retired military or law enforcement. The school district says the officers are trained and have been through mental evaluations and background checks. Mobile police are working to find a thief who targeted the Jackson Heights community. At least four burglaries have been reported in the neighborhood since Sunday. Byron Avenue East and Byron Avenue West have been targeted several times. Ownership of more than 3,000 acres of prime real estate north of Bay Minette has been transferred from the Baldwin County Commission to the Economic Development Alliance. The megasite transfer makes the property eligible for private funding to enhance the site and make it more attractive to a potential buyer. And Senator Doug Jones will be in Monroeville hosting a town hall meeting that'll be held at Coastal Alabama Community College beginning at 12:15 with doors opening at 11:45. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
The federal death penalty is set to be reinstated after 16 years without execution of a federal inmate.
Beginning with five death row inmates that the Justice Department says are, quote, convicted of murdering and in some cases torturing and raping the most vulnerable in our society, children and the elderly. I'm Meredith Wood reporting.
Amid stories about infighting between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the two are scheduled to meet on Capitol Hill this morning. Ocasio-Cortez spoke ahead of the meeting.
I think the objective is just that, to make sure that we're opening a line of communication, that all aspects of the party are on the same page, and to make sure that, you know, for me, as always, that working people have a seat at the table in what's happening in Congress.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is signaling optimism over a potential negotiated end to war in Afghanistan. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Starbucks raised its full-year earnings and revenue forecast after more customers returned to cafes in the U.S. and China for pricier drinks. The chain's quarterly profit of 78 cents a share was better than expected. Starbucks says its U.S. and China markets performed extremely well due to its focus on enhancing the customer experience, driving new beverage innovation, and accelerating the expansion of its digital customer relationships. The coffee chain stock up 41% so far this year. California has formed a deal with four automakers to produce fuel-efficient cars. Four of the world's largest automakers, including Ford, BMW, Honda, and Volkswagen, signed the deal with the state. Later this summer, the Trump administration is expected to announce a regulatory rollback, eliminating a rule implemented by the Obama administration requiring passenger vehicles to have an average mileage of about 51 miles per gallon by 2025. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
I want to take 1 second to point out that I think Wayne Biggs is on record as the first, let's talk about it because everybody's trying to get in on this stuff. He is the first anti-toll coffee and tea and break room stuff provider.
I support him.
See, there he is. He's anti-toll. And that's on the record. Good job, Wayne. well before the rest of them jump in. 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it's been a nice run. I mean, these mornings with the little bit cooler temps, heck, we were down in the 60s yesterday in the drier air. I could get used to this, but then I'd be disappointed, right?
Well, the humidity is going to come back, but it looks like it's going to be a slow return, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a chance that we could see a thunder shower this afternoon, but it's going to be isolated and most likely occurring along the sea breeze. So look for mostly sunny skies, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and we should see a high of about 90, perhaps 91 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll cool into the lower 70s. Some areas could even get into the upper 60s. And then for the weekend, well, we're going to see a few afternoon thunderstorms. That's about normal. And much of that activity will be right along the sea breeze. And so look for partly cloudy skies Saturday, a few afternoon thunderstorms, a high around 90. And the same for Sunday, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and again, a high temperature close to or possibly at 90 degrees. As we get into next week, gradual increase in humidity, Monday and Tuesday, and even Wednesday, look like mostly sunny, with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees. A normal high of this time of the year is 91. So we've got pretty much a normal pattern for the next several days with that slow increase in humidity.
What about tropical activity? You were talking earlier in the week that y'all were keeping an eye on the, I guess, the outflow from that front out in the Gulf, maybe developing into something more. What's it doing?
Still thunderstorm activity occurring along that front out in the Gulf of Mexico, but conditions do not look favorable for any kind of tropical development at this time. So that's good news.
Okay.
Elsewhere,
that's good.
Yeah, elsewhere out in the Atlantic, we're seeing some activity now. Tropical waves are moving across the Atlantic, and there's so far no development. Conditions are not favorable in the upper atmosphere, but there's definitely a change there. And this is the time of the year now we start to see the development of tropical systems out in the Atlantic that make that long path toward the Western Atlantic and the Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, here in the Gulf, it's just like they're, you know, running plays that are just getting 5, 6, 7 yards. You can tell it's getting closer to football season. But that Atlantic Basin stuff, that's the airing out the long pass when it's got a long track before it gets in here to either the southeast Atlantic coast or the Gulf.
Yeah, and most of those systems that develop out near the African coast and move across, they really don't generate until they get out closer to the Caribbean, where the waters are warmer and the conditions become more favorable in the upper atmosphere. But yes, they have a long track, and that's sort of the classic hurricane that makes that track and then recurves and goes out into the North Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, it is a Friday and that big weekend ahead of us. We've got the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament that was rescheduled because of Barry. That's happening tomorrow. So get the kids out fishing out of Dolphin Island. And a lot of great activities in Mobile and Baldwin County going on. So it's very important that we introduce y'all to the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. Dr. Bill, it lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we do have some rain in the forecast for the weekend, with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. However, temperatures are going to be about normal. Humidity, a little bit below normal, so that's good. Put it all together, I'm going to go with a scale of 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8570.
Well, all right. It's the best
that's
we've
good.
Had in weeks. That's awesome. That's good. That gives me big confidence in this weekend.
Yeah, it looks good, and enjoy it. And of course, most of the rain's going to occur along the sea breeze. So if you're down on the coast, things look pretty good for the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate that. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. And yeah, we've got, till the peak in September, so it's just getting busier and busier for Dr. Bill.
Yeah, but this weekend, over twice as good a weather scale as last weekend.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, I think we were at 1.32 last weekend. No, two weekends ago. That's right. That's right. But still, increasing week to week. So good news for this weekend if you're heading outside.
Absolutely. And, once again, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, which is a kids' tournament associated with the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo that usually precedes the rodeo. Of course, thanks, Barry, had to be rescheduled. And it goes on tomorrow out of the rodeo site. And the nice thing is, get your tickets ahead of time if you can, but you can get your tickets after you fish. I've done that over the years. Take the kids, not have time to do all the other stuff. Take the kids out, go fishing, get them the fish to weigh in, come in, buy your tickets. They're going to feed them a lunch. They get an ice cream. They get to weigh their fish. The JCs make a big deal about the children coming up with the fish to weigh, and they get to see it. Y'all, you want to lock in some fishermen and fisherwomen early? Take them to compete in that tournament. Really is a great experience. 7:40, we'll check traffic next with Kane.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
From the Pits & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good news, they've cleared that accident outside the George Wallace Tunnel, but westbound lane traffic still backed up near the causeway, but it's all moving now, so that's a good thing. Good news is, no other accidents in the roadways. It's a smooth ride northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie and member of the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:41 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on a Friday. And we'll find out what's cooking with our buddy Alec Naiman in just a second. But while we're in the food news department here, folks over at Thrillist just ranked 12 different hamburger toppings from best to worst. Okay? Best to worst. So here we go. Which way are we going to go? From worst to best or best to, how do you want
to let's list? Start at the top. Okay. I mean, we always start at the worst and go the other way. So let's do this differently.
Number one topping.
Bacon.
Should be, but it's cheese.
Of course. Cheese.
Number two. Onions.
I was going with bacon again.
Number three, I think this is a cop-out, condiments. It's just all one category.
That's everything. That's like half of the things you could put on a hamburger.
So that's how they did it. Number four, pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, bacon.
Finally, bacon. Five spots too low.
Number six, chilies. Number seven, avocado. Mm-hmm. I love avocado. I love hamburgers. I've not had the two together yet, but I don't get out much.
I think so. I've done that once.
Number eight, lettuce. So avocado beating lettuce.
Okay? I like some good crunchy lettuce on my burger.
I like lettuce on the burger, too. Number nine, chili.
Okay.
Flavor-wise, I like the idea, but you talking about something that's going to be on your shirt?
It'll live with you.
Chili dogs, chili burger. You're going to have to come back with a little spray stick thing at the laundry, the thing to keep the stains out of it.
That's not a road trip burger there with chili on it.
No, that's not a drive with one hand and eat with the other. Negative. Number 10, eggs.
Oh, I love eggs on a burger.
I've never had that.
It is good, especially if you can get runny egg. Get something that
This stuff is going to get on your shirt. You got to be sitting at a table to eat this.
A picnic table.
And number 11 really bothers me because it's one of my favorite, tomatoes.
That's way too low for tomatoes.
And number 12, mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. I think I just like food.
I think that's probably a solid way to be. All those things, I don't do the mushrooms, but the rest of them, I'm in. All right, tell us what you think. How would you rank it? 343-0106. That's the text line. We'll talk to you there. Plus, we'll be turning up your voice after 8 o'clock. 7:43, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A gruesome crime and Mobile police, they need your help this morning. Last Saturday in Sims, 29-year-old Justin Dunn was visiting a home with a victim. The two began to argue, and that's when police say Dunn grabbed a knife from his vehicle and started to slash and stab the victim. Now, thankfully, that victim did survive, but Justin Dunn is on the run, and police need your help to bring him to justice. He's described as being 5'8" tall, weighing 180 pounds. He's wanted for second-degree assault. If you know of his whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. Memorial information has been released for a canine who died after doing his job searching and sniffing out drugs. The service for Canine Jake is set for next Tuesday, July 30th at 11 a.m. at the ADOC station in Elmore. Canine Jake, he participated in a raid at the ADOC Staten Complex back on July 18th, and he died 48 hours later after sniffing out what was believed to be synthetic marijuana. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police believe a missing Fairhope teenager could be in danger this morning. His parents are desperate to get him back. 16-year-old John Carter Keene may have been lured out of state by a predator, according to police. His mother discovered he was missing Sunday morning.
We want you home. That's all we care about. We're going to take care of you.
A second suspect in a road rage incident in Northwest Florida has been arrested. Investigators say 51-year-old David Lanier of Mary Esther and three other men walked up to a vehicle last month in a Taco Bell parking lot on Highway 98 in Miramar Beach. Lanier allegedly punched a passenger in the car and continued to beat the victim when he got out of the vehicle. A Mobile man is in jail accused of hitting a woman and stealing her purse. The victim says Santel Crumpton got out of a car and punched her on Mohawk Street. Happened around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. Crumpton is charged with robbery, reckless endangerment, and eluding police. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
A couple former Alabama players sign NFL contracts. John Rahm leads on the PGA Tour after round one in Memphis, and the Boston Red Sox pick up a historical win against their biggest rival. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, the New York Jets and former Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams reportedly agreed to terms on Williams' rookie contract. The deal is for 4 years and a fully guaranteed $32.5 million. The Jets selected Williams with the number 3 pick in this year's NFL draft, and he is the final player from that draft to sign his first deal. Also yesterday, former Alabama offensive tackle Andre Smith signed a 1-year deal to return to the team that drafted him in 2009, the Cincinnati Bengals. Smith was drafted by the Bengals 6th overall in the 09 draft. He played with the team until 2015, then took a bit of a detour, played for the Minnesota Vikings in 2016 before he returned to Cincinnati in 2017. Then he played for the Arizona Cardinals to begin last season before returning to Cincinnati later in the season. So for the fourth time in his career this fall, Andre Smith dressing up for the Cincinnati Bengals. In golf, John Rahm currently leads the WGC FedEx St. Jude tournament in Memphis after round one on Thursday. Rahm shot a first round 62 for a score of 8 under par going into today's second round. Five players, including Pensacola's Bubba Watson, are at 5 under, 3 shots behind the leader. Another 6 golfers are 4 shots back at 4 under. Round two begins later this morning after 11 a.m. In some news from the major leagues, 5-time All-Star infielder Troy Tulowitzki announced his retirement from baseball yesterday. The 34-year-old signed with the New York Yankees this past offseason after he was released by the Toronto Blue Jays. Tulowitzki played 10 years in the big leagues with the Colorado Rockies and Toronto before injuries derailed his career. He missed all of the 2018 season after having surgery to remove bone spurs from both of his heels. Tulowitzki was a 2-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Silver Slugger, and finished in the top 10 of National League MVP voting each season between 09 and 2011. He'll reportedly be an assistant coach with the University of Texas baseball team now that Tulowitzki has announced his retirement. In the majors yesterday, the Boston Red Sox absolutely crushed the New York Yankees 19-3. The win is Boston's biggest victory over the Yankees in the 117-year history of their rivalry. Red Sox scored 7 runs in the first inning and led 15-3 after 5. 8 players had at least 2 RBI for Boston, which ties a major league record. Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka allowed 12 runs on 12 hits and 3 walks in only 3 1/3 innings. It was the second most earned runs ever allowed by a Yankees pitcher. Despite the huge win, Sox are still 10 games behind New York in the AL East race. They're also a half game behind the Tampa Bay Rays and 1 game behind Oakland in the race for the second AL wild card. In some other games, Colorado beat Washington 8-7. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 6-3, with Cardinals slugger Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run for the 4th straight game.
Goldschmidt hits it a ton. Center field at the Schmidt is homered in 4 straight. And that baby to the deepest part of the park.
Also last night, a couple games going late. Baltimore beat the LA Angels 10-8 in 16 innings, and Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-4 in 14 innings. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost both games of a doubleheader at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1 and 3-2. Bay Bears have now lost 8 games in a row. They'll try to avoid being swept for the 2nd series in a row. They take on the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola tonight at 6:35. It's 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That is the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still seeing a little bit of delays westbound I-10 heading into the tunnel, but that accident's been cleared out. Looks a lot better on the roadways now. No problems from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. Again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, a smooth ride along Highway 90 with no new wrecks in the roadways. You know, Market in the Park is back again tomorrow morning in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Lots of burger topping suggestions here, getting specific with the cheeses and the other toppings. I have a little time. We'll talk about this coming up next hour. I'll also talk food with our buddy Alec Naiman in just a second and find out what's cooking right now. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. School systems nationwide remain on high alert after a malware attack forces a school system to change its start date for the new school year. Houston County School System in Dothan was set to open on Thursday, August 1st, but now will start 4 days later on August 5th. This malware attack impacted the system's telecommunications and computer networks. The school system is not commenting this hour on whether or not the attack affected student data or payroll information, but teachers within the school system are asked not to use their school computers until further notice. The school system is working with law enforcement, and that includes the FBI, to investigate this issue. And interesting to note, just this week, three Louisiana schools experienced similar malware attacks. Superintendent David Sewell, he confirmed to the Dothan Eagle that the school was hit by a malware attack and that they are working to fix the issue. It's currently underway. Again, that school is located within the Houston County's school system. Tonight, you can enjoy a free movie with MPD. Tonight's movie in the park with the Mobile Police Department is Ralph Breaks the Internet. Now, be sure to get you and your family to Medal of Honor Park by 6:30 this evening, as the movie will start at dusk. Admission is free and snacks will be provided. Medal of Honor Park is located at 1711 Hillcrest Road. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5, and time to find out what's cooking with our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, good news, too, because we've got a grilled snapper recipe here, and I've got another week in the snapper season, and now the state has added on next week, starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, an extra 5 days there on the end, the first 5 days of August. So more chances for me to bring you snapper.
Hey, man, I appreciate it because I'm tired of begging, okay?
That's right.
I'm just tired of begging.
So what are we doing here? Grilled red snapper with strawberry avocado salsa. You're getting fancy.
Hey, you know what? Listen, I got folks saying it ain't on my diet. I can't eat this. I can't eat that. I'm thinking, all right, let me come up with something that you can eat, okay? So I said, you know, somebody bring me some snapper. I'll make you the strawberry avocado salsa. I'll grill the snapper for you. I'll feed you. And you can give me some leftovers. How about that?
That's a deal. Deal.
All right. All I do, man, I take me some jalapenos, you know, and I cut them open. I get the seeds out of them. I chop them up really, really fine. And then dice me up some strawberries and some really fine onions, some fresh cilantro, a little lime juice, a pinch of sugar, a little salt, and then I throw in the avocado. See, and I make that strawberry avocado salsa with a little jalapeno and onion and cilantro and lime and all that in. In the meantime, man, get me those fillets of snapper you brought me. I leave a little skin on, you know, because I want it to hold together. But I season it up with a little salt and pepper and a little olive oil, you know, that kind of stuff. And I slap it on the grill, and I let it cook on the grill on the skin side down, you know, until, I don't know, it gets pretty much done. I close the lid so the whole fish cooks. And I take it out, I flip it over, I get the skin off. And then I put it on the plate for you, and I throw some of that strawberry avocado sauce on top. And you're telling me that, man, you think I'm the best chef you ever had, okay?
I already knew you're the best chef, and nice, you're saving me some work. So I'm just going to give you fillets with the skin on them.
Hey, man, that's how you do it, man.
Okay.
You just get, because I like the skin on that way. Your fish don't stick, you know. I let the skin touch the grill, you know, so.
Good idea. All right, Alec, even better idea would be having you cook that for all of us, that or any of the other hundreds of recipes with Naiman's Catering.
Hey, man, listen, I don't mind. We're doing the corporate lunch and breakfast thing, you know, doing a little employee appreciation thing. We've been having some groups over even at Waterville. We come out and grill for them and let everybody play and jump up and down and swim and all that stuff. And, hey, we're going to be out at the Lane Gap tonight. I'll probably see you down there and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, call me, man, 473-3900. I don't know, look me up on the web at namanscatering.com. Got a little web page, you know. And we got some Facebook stuff. I always love to throw some stuff up on Facebook. You know, people send me all kind of messages talking about I gained 15 pounds and all this, looking at your pictures. I said, man, you gained 15 pounds because you wasn't looking at my picture, okay? I can tell you why you gained 15 pounds, all right? But anyhow, I don't say that too often. But anyhow, man, I hope it's going to be a great weekend. Y'all going to go down and do a little fishing this weekend?
We'll see. I think there's forecast looks pretty good, and we got the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament tomorrow, so the kids will get out fishing. They had to postpone it because of Tropical Storm Barry, so people will be back to fishing this weekend. Kids getting out, so I'll get my kids to catch you some snapper. How about that?
Well, man, yeah, snapper, croaker, I don't care. Bring me whatever you catch, you know?
All right, we'll do it.
I grew up eating croaker. We thought that was gourmet food.
That's our buddy Alec Naiman. What's cooking? We do it every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5, hour number 3 of the show. We'll do that next.